Sawal kiye ja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with three more kids and one exciting hour of fun. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Safari Kid, you can get the website is safarikidusa.com. It's a preschool and after school program which believes in accelerated learning and also believes in making learning a lot of fun. Before I get going and give you more information about the quiz show itself, I just want to mention that Safari Kid Warm Springs now offers a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5 year olds. Our program combines interactive tools and hands-on learning to stimulate the child's mind and aid in all-round development. The activities are designed to develop math, reading, writing, in addition to social, creative, emotional and physical skills. They also offer a fun, healthy, safe and nurturing environment to instill in every child a lifelong love for learning. A part-time school, part-time preschool is offered in Warm Springs Center starting September 2015. Enroll before August 15th and get half off the fourth month tuition. Offer valid only at the Warm Springs locations. For information and tours, call Safari Kid Warm Springs at 510-573-1070, 510-573-1070. If you're still looking for information and you miss taking down this information or you're driving, just remember you can go to safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. There's no S in that because they believe that every child learns differently. So that's safarikidusa.com and look at their various locations to find the Warm Springs location or any other location that's close to you. Hopefully, your child is in a Safari Kid summer camp right now and having a ton of fun. Okay, back to the Safari Quiz Show. Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show, of course. So please do go and like us if you've been listening to the show and have been enjoying the show. We really don't put out any other information besides the list of winners and some information about the show itself. So I look forward to having you like our show. Excuse me. The other thing I want to tell you about the Safari Quiz Show is our email. It is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Couldn't be simpler. safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you want to participate on the show, just drop us a note with the subject line saying participation or participate. And Miss Anu, who's our producer, will get back to you as soon as she can and find you a weekend that works for you. If you want to come and play with friends, I find that's even more fun because then the kids can choose their own topics and let me know and I will make sure that they have a wonderful time here. Also want to mention our musical showcase. Please do send us your child's musical pieces because we love to encourage young musicians on our show by playing their pieces during the breaks. And they can, of course, tell us something about the show, about the piece they're playing. Or if they would like to, can come and play in our live show every Saturday at 11 at our studio in Fremont, too. So if you want to send a piece of music to us, in the subject line, mention musical showcase. And do send in your pieces. We love to play them on our show. Okay, that's it. I'm going to give a little bit of information about the quiz show itself because we have one new contestant on our show today. We'll meet her soon. But here are the rules. We have 3 categories, 10 questions each. At the end of every 10 questions, we have a listener question that's just for our listeners to call into our show and try to win one of our 3 prizes. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Don't worry if you have missed it. I'm going to make sure I announce it before we do the listener question as well. And that happens at the end of every round. For the kids in the studio, you can buzz in at any time while I'm talking. I just stop talking after that. If you buzz in and don't answer the question, you get -5 points. If you get buzz in and answer the question correctly, you get 10 points. If the question comes to you as a passed question, you have the option of saying pass and you don't get penalized for it. But if you answer, then again, correct answers get 5 points and wrong answers get -5. The reason we give only 5 points for questions that are passed is because the person to whom the question is passed has had more time to think of the answer. All right, let's meet our kids in the studio today. Our first contestant is Jay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Jay, and I go to Stratford School. I just got out of fourth grade, so going to fifth grade.
What do you do for fun?
For fun, I like to play basketball, and I play golf and piano and other stuff like that.
Ooh, that's a lot of stuff. So it looks like your school is allowing you that much time to do fun stuff during the school year too. It's not super homeworky.
It's not that. It's
good. A lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah,
and this is Stratford in Fremont?
Fremont.
Fremont. All right. Welcome to the show, Jay. So have you been doing some fun stuff in the summer?
Yeah, I went on a vacation.
Where to?
I went to Singapore, China, and Thailand.
Nice. You ate a lot of noodles?
Yeah.
That's such a stereotype. I'm sure they have lots of other yummy food. What did you like? Did you go to the Singapore Zoo?
No, I went to the bird park.
The bird park.
Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it very hot?
It was hot.
But manageable?
Yeah, it was manageable.
Singapore is a beautiful town country. It's just, it's very neat, very clean, fun to be there. All right, thank you, Jay, for being on the show. Our next contestant, very familiar voice. Welcome back to the show, Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I go to College Park Elementary School. I'm going to fifth grade.
And Pooja has completely been tamed. She used to be such a naughty little girl, and now I feel bad that you're so nice now. Maybe we need a little bit of the naughty back. What have you been doing in the summer?
Going to camp.
A little bit louder. You need to be a little bit closer to the mic.
Going to camp.
What kind of camps?
Like, I first went to Destination Science, and then I went to Techno Half for Girls.
Oh my gosh, it's all study camps. Did you have fun? Are you doing any useless camps?
No.
No, what a pity. You need to go to some really fatru camp like balloon making or something like that. Water balloon fighting. Because that's what you're supposed to do in the summer. Have fun. Have fun in the sun. The
camps are fun.
The camps are fun. Oh my gosh. She's going to be a future scientist. I'm going to get your autograph. All right. Our last contestant is a new contestant. Welcome to the show, Siona. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. So Siona, tell me how you heard about the show.
Well, one day I was in the car listening to the radio and I heard the show.
Were you able to answer the questions?
Yeah. Well, not all of them, most of them.
Yeah, so you thought, why don't I come and participate, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're doing that. So for all of you who listen to the show and are answering the questions, you're thinking, why shouldn't I be here? Well, you should. Because just answering the questions as listeners gives you only 1 in 10 chance every time. And that's if you get through. But if you come to the show and be a part of it, you get a prize guaranteed every single time. So come and participate on the show. And thank you, Siona, for doing this. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm going to sixth grade this fall, and I go to Bunker Elementary School.
Where is that?
That's in Newark.
Newark, okay.
And for fun, I go to day camp.
You're going to day camp?
Yes.
What do you do, any sports or something during the school year? What do you do?
Well, not sports, but like I just play around for fun.
Just play around for fun. And which day camp is this? Through the city of Newark?
It's in Fremont, Safari Kid.
Oh, you're going to the Safari Kid day camp. All right. Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you have an outing every week? I think they do, right? Some field trip?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, where have you gone so far?
Oh, I've gone to the movies, laser tagging, and I've been to bowling.
Nice. What movie was that?
I think it was Inside Out.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to. All right, welcome to the show, Siona. Are you now familiar a little bit with the rules and stuff? Think you can play? Let's make sure our buzzers are working. Jay, Pooja, Siona. All right, today's first category, super easy, is words beginning with BAT. The letters B-A-T. B-A-T. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. My daughter Lori is here helping me with the points. Lori, are you ready with the points? All set? Okay. First question in the category, words beginning with B-A-T. An object that stores electricity.
Battery.
Battery, that's J for 10 points. Very good. Question number 2. If you get dirty, you need this.
Bath.
Bath is right. J again. Question number 3. Girls, step up. Caped superhero of
Batman.
Very good. Pooja got that. Question number 4. A cheerleader might twirl this. You have time. Minus 5. Question passes to Jay.
Pass.
Pass.
Baton.
Baton. 5 points to Pooja. Very good. A baton. Remember, everything starts with B-A-T. Question number 5. In olden days, wars were fought on a?
Battlefield.
Battlefield. Minus 5 for her because she has minus 5. So, yeah. That was Siona. Question number 6. Another word for crazy.
Buzzer.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Pooja.
Bat.
Batty is right. 5 points to Pooja. Right. Question number 7. In cricket, we have bowlers and?
Batsmen.
Very good. 10 points to Siona. Question number 8. An army unit might be called a? That was Siona thinking. And minus 5. Question passes to Jay.
Pass.
Pooja, you want to try?
Pass.
Battalion. Battalion. An army unit is called a battalion. Okay. Question number 9. Before it is baked, a cake is in the form of?
Batter.
10 points to Pooja. Question number 10. Cookies are made in? It's a tricky question. Minus 5 for Jay. Question passes to Pooja.
Batches.
Excellent. 5 points. All right. Wow. We're done with our first round. Now, this question is going to be open only to our listeners. Call in number 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And the category is words beginning with B-A-T. A technique of dyeing cloth in beautiful patterns using wax. A technique of dyeing cloth in beautiful patterns using wax. Kids in the studio know it. So, kids at home, you better know it. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? What's happening? I can't hear you. Call again. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? What's happening? Hi, you're on the air. I'm wondering if you're getting some problem that they can't hear us. Like we had last time with the phones? No, I'm not getting anybody on there. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name again?
Prashant.
Sushant. Thank you, Sushant. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Michael, there's a problem with the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikita and I think the answer is tie-dye.
What's your name again? Ekta or Nikita?
Nikita.
Thank you, Nikita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and I think the answer is Balik.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ronav and I think the answer is Batik.
Ronav, thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Shreya.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is Batik.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Batik.
Hello, go ahead, tell me your name.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Batik.
Is Stuti?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, my name is Nayan, and I think the answer is Garrett.
Thank you, Nayan. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kea, and I think it's Batik.
What's your name again?
Kea.
Wow, lots of new names today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
My name is Shelly and the answer is Batik.
Thank you, Shelly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Arna and the answer is Tadik.
Is that Arna or Arnav?
Arna.
Okay. Thank you, Arna. She was the last caller on this call and for this question. And we're going to come back from our break and see who won our first listener question and what the points in the studio are. You are listening to the Safari Quiz Show. G.A. Ja.
Savar. The Safari Quiz Show.
G.A. Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you've been listening from the beginning, you realize this time the cheers were louder because the kids are having fun. All right, before we check on their scores here in the studio, let's look at our first listener question and answer and see who won that one. My question was in the category words beginning with B-A-T, a technique of dyeing cloth in beautiful patterns using wax. The answer was indeed batik. I think nearly everyone got it right. And from all the correct answers, it was Siona's turn to pick a winner. Siona, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner for the first listener question is Chris.
Chris, all right. Yay. Give him a round of applause. Write to us, Chris, at safariquizshow@gmail.com. It's one word, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to mention question number 1, July 18th, 2015. Question number 1, July 18th, 2015. In the body of the email, I want you to mention your name, contact information, the question and answer. All right? Okay. Let's see the points in the studio. Jay?
10.
Pooja?
35.
And Siona?
10.
All right. Still very, very close. Let's move on to our next category. Kids' movies with animal names in them. All right, ready? Let's test our buzzers. Jay, Pooja, Siona. Okay, everybody's buzzers are working. First one, we'll start off super easy. The Adventures of Simba and Nala.
Lion King.
Lion King, 10 points to Siona. Question number 2. Movie about saving some puppies from becoming fur coats.
101 Dalmatians.
That is correct. Question number 3, that was Jay. Question number 3, Adventures of a character named Po in China.
The Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. So we have a lion, Dalmatian and a panda so far. Question number 4, sci-fi movie about Earth in the future run by a primate other than...
Tomorrowland.
No, that is not correct. Because where's the animal name in that? Okay, question is, I didn't finish the question. So this question is actually open to buzzer for just Siona and Jay. Let's listen to the question again. Sci-fi movie about Earth in the future run by a primate other than man.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Correct. 10 points. That was Siona again. Question number 5. Film about a secret war going on between two common household pets. Film about a secret war going on between two common household pets. Now, I recognize this is not an easy question. It's a really funny, funny movie, but it's a little older. So, if you have...
The Adventures of Milo and Otis?
Nope. Again, no animal name. Remember, oh, okay. We have animal names in 5 points. Did you give her 5? 5 points. There you go. Minus 5. Question passes to Jay.
Pass.
Pass.
Cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. Two common household pets. Cats and dogs. Did you know that, Michael? No. It was a little difficult. Question number 6. Film about a mythical animal being tamed by a Viking boy.
How to Train a Dragon.
How to Train a Dragon. That is correct. 10 points to Siona. Question number 7. Sequel. So I need the full sequel name. In the Adventures of a Woolly Mammoth featuring the name of an extinct creature.
Ice Age.
What? Ice Age doesn't have the name of an animal in it. So tell me. Okay, I'll give you some time. I need the name of the sequel. Because it has to have the name of an animal in it. Nope, minus 5. Question passes to Pooja. 5 seconds.
Pass.
Okay.
Ice Age, Drift of the Dinosaurs?
Almost. Minus 5. It's Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Oh.
Continental Drift was yeah. One of them. So I know it got a little mixed up. No problem. Okay. Question number 8. Flick is an inventive... ant who's always messing up things for his colony.
Ants.
No. The ant movie?
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Pooja.
Ants.
No, it is not ants. Because I wouldn't have put the same thing in the clue also. Flick is an inventive ant who's always messing up things for his colony.
A Bug's Life?
A Bug's Life. You didn't need to buzz. 5 points to you. It just was a past question. Okay. Question number 9. Film about ninja birds that are usually found in the Antarctic, but are having adventures far away in an island next to Africa.
Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar. 10 points. Very good. And last question. A struggling songwriter named Dave finds success when he comes across a trio of singing rodents.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That is correct. Chipmunks is right. And that was the last question in this round. Time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Hopefully the phones are working much better this time. Movie where a small barnyard animal has to save the planet from an alien invasion. Movie where a small barnyard animal has to save the planet from an alien invasion. Everybody's thinking. If nobody gets it, I have a fantastic clue to offer. Okay, I think we need to give that clue. Movie about a small barnyard animal that saves the planet from an alien invasion. The clue is, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, is anybody home? Hi, you're on the air. Hello, I can't hear you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, the answer is Chicken Little.
What's your name?
Ishika.
Ishika. Thank you, Ishika. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead. What's your name? What's happening, Michael? There's some problem with the phones. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Saves the planet from a small invasion.
Yes, what's your name?
Shreya.
Shreya, what's the name of the movie? Move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nayan, and I think the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Nayan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikita, and I think the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Nikita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your name? You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vrisha, and the answer is Chicken Little.
Vrisha or Trisha?
Yeah.
Vrisha. Thank you, Vrisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Anna, and the answer is Henny Penny.
Henny Penny. Thank you, Anna. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shelly and the answer is Chicken Little.
Thank you, Shelly. Shelly is the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won our second listener question and how the ja.
Sabal ki ye ja.
You can see that the enthusiasm has been ramping up as we keep playing the show, but now we are ready with our third and final category of the day. But before we do that, let's look at our second listener question. It was in the category movies with animal names in them. Our last question was movie where a small barnyard animal has to save the planet from an alien invasion. The answer was indeed Chicken Little. And from all the correct answers, it was Pooja's turn to pick a winner. Pooja, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner is Nikita.
Ta-da! Nikita, congratulations. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question number 2, July 18, 2015. And in the body, don't forget to mention the question, answer, your name and contact information. All right, let's see the points in the studio. Jay, how many points do you have?
10.
Pooja?
45.
Closer to the mic. I don't know if I'm hearing
45.
You. 45. Got it. And Siona?
45.
Good thing that I came prepared with a tiebreaker question today. I'm not going to be caught with that like I was last time. All right. Last category is places beginning with A. Places beginning with the letter A. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Jay, Pooja, Siona. Okay. Here's our first question in the category places beginning with A. This country is also a continent.
Australia.
10 points to Siona. Question number 2. Soccer star Lionel Messi is from this South American country.
Argentina.
Excellent. That was Siona again. Question number 3. Its capital is Vienna.
Austria.
10 points. Question number 4. Continent where Egypt is located?
Africa.
Africa. 10 points. Question number 5. County in California where Fremont is located?
Alameda.
Ho, 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 ho. That is Jay on a rampage. Question number 6. People thought, it's a long clue, people thought that Osama bin Laden would be found in this country. Go for it, Jay.
Australia?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Okay, since I didn't finish the clue, we are open for buzzer for Pooja and Siona. People thought Osama bin Laden would be found in... Oh, sorry. Wait. Go back because I... she did buzz first, but I had not switched off the buzzer for Jay. So we're going to start again. And now it's open again. But you have to wait till I start talking. Okay? People thought that...
Mm-hmm. Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is right. Sorry, Pooja. She did buzz first. 10 points to Siona. Thank you, Lori. Question number 7. Continent with the largest population?
Asia.
Asia is right. That is Jay. 10 points. Question number... 10 points, yes. 10 points to Jay. Question number 8. Cold United State?
Alaska.
Alaska, 10 points. Very good. Question number 9. Its capital is Phoenix.
Arizona.
Arizona. Question number 10. Southern continent?
Antarctica.
Antarctica is... Right. Excellent, Jay. All right. Time for a listener question. We're done. Kids, don't count it, your chickens or points just yet. We are going to go on our first listener question, a third listener question. 510-770-1550 is the call-in number. 510-770-1550. And the category still places that begin with A. And the question is, city where the Taj Mahal is located. City where the Taj Mahal is located.
Hello, Ravi.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Aura.
What's your answer?
Agra.
Thank you, Aura. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Lakshay, and I think the answer is Agra.
What's your name again?
Lakshay. Yeah.
Thank you, Lakshay. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikita, and I think the answer is Agra.
Is that Nikita, Lipika? I didn't get your name.
Nikita.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikita.
I'm sorry, your voice is very faint, so could you tell me your name again?
Hi, my name is Keshav, and the answer is
Agra. Is that Keshav? Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Shelly and the answer is Agra.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and I think the answer is Agra.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Susham and the answer is Agra.
Thank you, Susham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Krish, and the answer is Agra.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shusik.
What's your name again?
Shusik.
Spell it.
Shusik.
Shrutik.
Yes, and okay. The answer is Agra.
Thank you, Shrutik. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is Agra.
Tanisha is the last caller. Thank you, Tanisha. We're going to take a break now, and then when we come back, we'll see who won the third listener question as well as who won our contest in the studio. For all those of you who are still trying to call in, remember the best way and the most guaranteed way to win a prize is come participate on the show. So don't forget to write us a note at safariquizshow@gmail.com with the subject line participate, and we will get you into the studio as soon as we can. You're listening to the Safari Quiz.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Safari Quiz Show.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. High excitement in the studio today, and you'll find out in a minute why. But first, let's take a look at our last listener question that was in the category places beginning with A. The city where the Taj Mahal is located is indeed Agra. And from all the correct answers, it was Jay's turn to pick a winner. Jay, who's the winner of our third listener question?
The winner is Susham.
Susham, all right. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, question number 3, July 18, 2015. In the body of the email, the question, the answer, and your contact information. Your name and contact information. All right, let's take a look at our scores in the studio. Jay, how many points do you have?
75.
So Jay started off with 10 points at the beginning of this category and rapidly zapped his way to a very respectable 75. Pooja, how many points do you
45.
Have? 45. And what about you, Siona?
75.
Woohoo! We have a tie. That was amazing performance from Jay. But now it's time to see if he can win the tiebreaker question, which I actually am prepared for today for a change. Maybe I had a vision that it's going to happen. All right, so we're going to check the buzzers to make sure that there is no unfair advantage to anybody. Jay and Siona. All right. Pooja, no buzzing in. All right. Are you guys ready for the tiebreaker question? Category is still places beginning with A. Capital of Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
And with that, Jay wins today's game. That was amazing. Amazing comeback. And with that's all we have time for the show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The scoring was kept by Lori Pradhan. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, and all the kids in the studio saying Jiye Ja.
Sabar Kiye Ja.
Bringing fusion to our bay.
They just be good, they you can further much pay a burden. پھر بیٹھ جا تو آگے چاہے میری نیند لے جا چرا کے پیتے مل رہی ہے پیار کے جھونکوں سے ہل رہی ہے
بھنگڑا تو بھی گدا والے چل رنگ جما دے ہم کے بنے سبھی مت والے
من کہے کہ میں لے آؤں چاند اور تارے سارے ان ہاتھوں پر میں چاند رکھوں اس مانگ میں بھر دوں تارے
ہیلو ہیلو تو فلور پہ جب ہے آئی یلو یلو بڑی سالڈ مستی چاہیے
ہلو ہلو تو مجھ ہے تم نے لگائی یلو یلو کنٹرول کرو میرے بھائی بڑا تڑپا تو دیکھ تو اج بھی دل پر گڑیے تیر ذائق جل جاوے کر دے بن پیے سرا بھی چہرہ تیرا گلابی کوئی چونا یملا بن جاوے جو اتنی ہو بے تابی
ہیلو ہیلو دل دل سے کنیکٹ کرنا یلو یلو یہ باتیں ڈائریکٹ